Hello, my name is Jennifer from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey on local issues. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Well, scientists says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves or extreme rain events are more damaging.
Yeah.
How concerned are you personally about climate changes? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned?
I'm concerned, and I do try to do what I need to do to help keep it in check, you know, whatever it is that I'm able to do.
Okay, that's great. Well, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change it's costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate changes in Maryland? Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
I've been supporting whoever in the area where we live.
Would you consider that you strongly support or somewhat support?
Well, somewhat. It depends. You know, I listen to what's going on, and if changes need to be made and it's going to be beneficial, then I'll go with it. But I'm not just going to be drastically tearing this down or doing this and that. You know, I listen to see what's going on.
Okay.
And I go like that.
Thanks. Well, a recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Well, I would like to understand more of what's going on before I make any decision.
Okay. So in that case, will you consider that you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed to strongly
oppose? No, yeah, I do support, you know, because you have to make changes according to the environment. So changes need to be made, but at the same time, you need to be sensible. You need to be sensible changes that won't cause more damage or hurt people, the air breathing and things like that. So those, I'm a healthcare professional, so I look into things very keenly to see what sort of changes are going to be made. Is it going to hurt people's breathing and, you know, walking outside things? I walk. I like to be outside in fresh air, but then at the same time, the quality of air counts. So that's how I go about it.
Okay, I understand. Well, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state of making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. The first one is improving electrical grid reliability. Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm not definitely going all out in one area. Like I said, I will support, but at the same time, I'm reading, I'm listening, and if I need to make changes or my thoughts,
Will you strongly support or somewhat support?
I support.
A strongly support or somewhat support?
I don't know. I'll say I'll lean more to strongly support, depending on, you know.
Okay. Well, the next proposal
is going to create more troubles or something.
Okay. Well, the next proposal is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
No, I don't oppose, because we have to make changes as we go along, depending on the weather and what's causing it and so on. So, sensible thinking. And I'm not going to definitely say this and that, because changes can be made at times. But there are infrastructure changes here going on.
Mm-hmm.
The weather, okay. All of that. So we've got to move along with it to secure the other generation and for ourselves to be healthy.
Okay,
so
got it.
That's how I think.
So in that case, well, you said that you somewhat support or somewhat oppose on that proposal?
I'm not opposing.
So do you strongly support or somewhat support?
I would say I strongly support.
Thank you. The next proposal is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
No, I support.
Thank you. The next proposal is increasing access to public transportation. Will you support or oppose this?
No, I support.
Is strongly support or somewhat support?
No, strongly support.
Thank you. The next proposal is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this?
No, I will support, because it's dangerous and it needs to be supported
in
order for us to be safe.
I understand. Then the next proposal is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
I support, because it can be dangerous. Yeah, I've lived where there's no air conditioning, traveling around, and it's very bad.
Will you strongly support or somewhat support in that case?
Strongly support.
Okay, and the next one is expanding quality healthcare. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate changes? The first one is big oil gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I don't know. Can you repeat that again? Let me just think about it.
Sure. The proposal is big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that the same companies help to pay and to protect Maryland from climate changes. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
That's a bit complicated. I believe in quality of life, and I believe that changes need to be made, and it needs to be made sensibly. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I'll listen to both sides and to see what changes are being made and what changes need to be made as time goes on. You can't stick with the same thing when the environment has changed and more people are alive. So, you know, it's different things that I look at.
Okay, no worries. In that case, then the next one is climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
It's convincing. The infrastructure has changed, and it is changing.
Okay.
So as it changes, we have to change to accommodate and to live. I mean, I don't know. That's how I think.
And I guess you will say that it's very convincing or somewhat convincing.
Yeah. No, it's very convincing because the infrastructure is changing.
Got it. Thank you so much. The next proposal is that the communities who have contributed the least of the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I find it very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much.
The infrastructure is changing.
Okay, now the next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or it will not have any impact?
Can you repeat that? Yes.
Sure. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to understand more about it. I don't know if I understand enough.
Okay, so will you say that it might diminish your opinion or it has no impact on your opinion?
It does have an impact. I would like to have an opinion. I would like to know more
Yes, because the proposal, the only thing that is given is just to make sure that the new buildings that are being built will not be using fossil fuel and that those are going to be fully electric. So will you change that lawmaker, diminish that lawmaker?
I don't know. I don't think I understand enough. I would like to understand more. For me to answer that question, I don't know why, but I don't know if I understand enough to make a determination. I'm not sure.
If you would like to, I can repeat it. That is, if a lawmaker were.
Yeah, repeat that. Let me think.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
That's a hard one. I don't think that I would be looking into it. I don't know how to answer that. I would do my own investigation and try to understand why the lawmaker made those changes. That's the only way I can answer that question. Fossil fuel is important. So I would not diminish my
certainly in that case we could say that it enhance your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is that if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate changes and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
It wouldn't diminish my opinion because I have to...
I'm sorry, it will, it will enhance your opinion or diminish your opinion?
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't diminish my opinion, right? I don't think so.
So you will
look into it more.
So you, it will enhance your opinion?
Yeah, I would want to find out more about it before. I don't know if I.
Okay.
Just repeat that again for me, because I'm not sure that I.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish your opinion of that lawmaker?
Yeah, I would. It would enhance my opinion.
Okay. Okay, so it will enhance your opinion. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farm in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I don't know if it would have any impact. I would lean more towards that lawmaker, probably, I think.
Okay, but if...
I think so.
But, yeah, if the lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will that enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion?
Yeah, I think it would enhance my opinion.
Okay. Now, the next one is, will you support...
How long is this? No, I'm tired. I gotta go.
Oh, I know. We're about to finish. We're... pretty close to Venice, there no worries. So will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to customers? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support. It just depends. How much of it is going to be passed on to us,
okay,
you know, taxes and what, you know, but things need to change to support the changing in the temperature and everything.
Okay.
It's going to have to change,
Okay. So, now, the next one, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I would be voting for Democrat, and I wouldn't vote for Trump. If maybe I could vote for somebody else, but not Trump, or the Republican, but not Trump. But no, it would be a Democrat I would vote for.
No, that's
Thank
it.
You.
I'm tired.
Okay. Now, the last two questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us gently in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Do you have 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
In which of the what?
For your age. Are you between 18 to 34?
I'm older than 65.
Okay, thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
No, I'm Democrat. I'll vote for
Democrat. And may I know what's your race?
Pardon?
Oh, may I know what is your race? Are you white, African American, or older?
I'm not African American. I'm from another country.
Okay. And are you, well, do you consider yourself female or male?
definitely female, born female and living female, definitely.
Thank you so much. And that was pretty much it. That's the end of the survey. I really thank you a lot for taking the time to take the survey with me today. I hope you enjoy the rest of
your evening.
Okay, thank you. You're very welcome.
You too.
See you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I know.